John, I guess last game in charge here, is it a little bit mixed emotions in a way?
Look, I will miss it, but I'll still be in footy, and I love footy, and excited about what the weekend brings, and obviously been really appreciative of the opportunity that Carlton's given me over the last 14 weeks. It's been a great learning experience, and I've taken it as such, and enjoyed every minute of it.
You had a chance to think about what you about next year?
No, we'll think about that once the season's over, and all those decisions will be made then.
Is there a sense, though, that this is probably the last time this coaching group will coach together, I guess, with the changes that will be made during the year?
Yeah, so, as I said, those decisions will be made once the season's over, and they'll go through that then.
Has this last 14 weeks just, I guess, driven you more to get that senior role down the future?
Yeah, look, I'm fairly ambitious about that, and that'll happen, whether that happens sooner rather than later, who knows, but I'm really looking forward to getting into tomorrow's game.
What do you expect from Hawthorn? Is it a full-scale tune-up before the finals, or do they...
No. Yeah, we expect Hawthorn will be rolling the sleeves right up. But they want to get as prepared as they can for another tilt. So we're under no illusion that they'll be coming into tomorrow's game with a head of steam and looking forward to getting some good form up leading into finals.
Sorry, is that a slightly scary prospect given what happened, I think, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, well, look, We've talked about this quite a bit over the last 5 or 6 weeks. We know where we're at, especially at the moment. We're obviously decimated, and I think we've got 21 or 22 unavailable. So we've got slim pickings in terms of numbers, but what we've got is inexperienced players that get to learn and get to grow and get to see what a really good team looks like. And we've got an expectation, though, that they bring strong intent for the full 4 quarters.
David Allard this morning, just a few words on him. I guess he's pretty young to be retiring. He's been a pretty solid club man.
He has been a great club man, David Allard, and he's just one of those guys that's got absolutely everything out of himself. And those sorts of guys you've got to look up to, because his work ethic, his want to continually improve, and his, just his hardness and competitiveness has been a real standout for us, but it's also set a great example for our young guys.
And Andrew Carrazzo as well, someone who's just a great clubman, I guess.
Absolute warrior of the club, high class midfielder for a long period of time, and he's been nothing short of outstanding for the Carlton Football Club, and I'd like to wish him all the best for his future, and also all the best for tomorrow's game. His last in the jumper.
I guess a tactical point of view. What do you tell your players before a game like this? Is it a little bit of have some fun? Is it a little bit of some of your playing for your careers? I mean, how do you actually weigh that up, especially when you know you're not coaching?
Yeah, look, we've talked a bit about enjoyment this week and making sure that we play in a manner that... We're playing on the MCG tomorrow on a Saturday afternoon in September, funny enough. But, so, we've used... Yeah. Bombs are coming early. Yeah, so look, we want the boys to enjoy it, but we understand that enjoyment comes off the back of really hard work and strong intent. And we're looking, it's a massive challenge, we know that, but we're looking forward to it.